With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. We wrap up the week. We are 10 minutes away from tip-off in Indianapolis, the Kings and the Pacers. So we'll keep an eye on that game as we talk to you. Just got done with Sean Salisbury talking some football and some NBA happenings. Kyrie Irving, what a delusional individual he is. But we'll talk about the Kings who get ready to take on the Pacers without De'Aaron Fox, who is with his wife as they await the birth of their child. And the Kings will be starting Davion Mitchell in this game. And again, it's going to start in 10 minutes. So we'll be talking about the Kings. Don't forget to join Ryan and I at halftime. We'll be on in a little more than an hour. And then we'll be on after the game as well. So a busy Friday. We get you ready for the weekend. Anything else that you want to talk about? The big news, obviously, with the coaching, DeMeco Ryans, the new head coach of the Houston Texans, Vic Fangio, defensive coordinator of Miami. We talked about Sean Payton going to Denver. The Colts job is available. The Cardinals job is available. And of course, it's a weekend, our first weekend since August of no football. How are we going to handle that? What are you going to do this weekend? Man, what are you going to do? All right. So, we set the table. Anything else you want to talk about, raise your hand, hit your hand icon, and we will put you right on. Again, we'll keep you up to date on the Kings and the Pacers as soon as that game starts in about 10 minutes. Domantas Sabonis, obviously a big game for him. Going back to Indiana, Tyrese Halliburton did return from injury last night and played very well in the one-point loss to the Lakers. Buddy Hield missing a really difficult baseline shot from behind the basket that almost went in. That would have won the game at the buzzer, but the Lakers hold on. So Kings are catching an Indiana team that played last night and played a lot of minutes in a very emotional game. So we'll see what kind of start the Pacers have tonight. You know, Buddy's going to be pumped up. Tyrese Halliburton did not play well against Sacramento earlier in the season in Sacktown. So, you know, he's going to want to rectify that. And the Pacers really, since they lost Halliburton, they have been a completely different team. You know, again, we talk about this every day, but it's just the truth. The injuries this year in the Western Conference have completely turned the conference upside down. I mean, it really has. You look at New Orleans and what they've done without Zion Williamson. I mean, it's amazing. You look at the Lakers and their injuries, right? Dallas somehow is fourth, and you look at their injuries. The Warriors are ninth. Injuries galore, of course, Steph Curry. Minnesota's played, you know, most of the year without Karl Anthony Towns. They're 28 and 26. You know, the Clippers, they never have a full team on the floor. They're fifth at 29 and 26. Memphis is now starting to slide because of their injuries and not having, you know, Steven Adams, who's just a physical beast and a rebounding machine underneath. They've lost 7 of 10. So, you know, injuries have really changed things in the West. Phoenix without Devin Booker has gone into an amazingly terrible dive. He's coming back next week. So, you know, Phoenix might elevate in the standings. They might take off again. You know, when New Orleans gets Zion Williamson, they may be that team as well. You got the trade deadline coming up, and you got that mental case, Kyrie Irving, who once again stole the Nets to trade him. What a disgrace this guy is. Seriously, would you want Kyrie Irving on your team? Honestly. Would you want this guy on your team? I know he's supremely talented. I get that. He's a hell of a basketball player, but I wouldn't want the headache. And you don't know if you can depend on the guy. You really don't. I wouldn't want him on my team. I really wouldn't. All right. If you want to get in on the program, hit your hand icon, raise your hand, and we will do it. It will be the fourth time that the Kings are playing a game without De'Aaron Fox. So if you want to talk about that, let's do it. Again, the Kings and the Pacers, that game starting momentarily, and we'll keep you up to date on the happenings of that game. And then, of course, we'll be on with you at halftime. Kind of different, you know, with the game starting at 4 o'clock, but that's the way it is. All right, let's get to Jeff. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, Grant, how are you?
I'm good, Jeff.
Hey, I wanted to talk about Derek Carr for a second. I seen his interview. I don't know if you did, but...
Yep, I saw it.
Hey, what a humble guy, and saying thank you to Oakland and to Vegas. I mean, you talk to someone who's not a prima donna, and
he's,
you know,
great.
What an example. And then you got this Kyrie Irving jackass. Isn't that just the two polar opposites of athletes?
That's unbelievable. I mean, Derek Carr is a consummate professional. I mean, I can't say a bad word about the guy. He's just an absolute incredible professional.
I know. That's what I wish him well, you know. I mean,
I do too.
All the offensive, all the different coaches he had over the years and stuff. I know, and he makes some bonehead blunders here and there, but the guy, he was a hell of a teammate. So I wish.
Yes,
him
he
well.
Was.
Where do you think he's going to land? Where do you think he's going to land, Grant?
It's a good question. You know, is he 100% done with the Raiders? I mean, it sure looked that way. I don't know. You know, that's going to be one of the more interesting. There are two really interesting storylines after the Super Bowl. The first is Aaron Rodgers, and the second to me is Derek Carr, because Rodgers is going to take all the news headlines. But Carr, be very interesting to see where Carr goes. It's going to be a hell of an offseason, no question about it.
So he has to be traded, or is he if he's not a free agent, correct?
No, he doesn't. Yeah, he's not a free agent. That's correct. He would have to be moved.
Oh, so it sounds like a draft or something, probably.
We'll see.
Yeah. So I hope the Kings. I'm a little disappointed with Mitchell starting tonight. I think we've talked about this before. I don't think he's a starting point guard. I think
who else are you going to start?
I put Monk in there, you know. I guess we need him for the second unit. But
well, let's see how Davion Mitchell guards Tyrese Halliburton. That's going to be fun.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. You're right. That's, geez, that guy. I just was watching some of his highlights on the pregame. He does some things like Magic Johnson used to do with the behind the back and no look passes and some of those stumps. It's unreal. Unreal. So, and I'm still disappointed. I sent you a couple articles on De'Aaron Fox. The whole media is up in uproars. You know, every article I was looking on the internet today about the All-Stars, they're saying De'Aaron Fox was about the biggest snub there was.
Yeah, well, he was. I mean, that's not really debatable. He was.
You know. He's the number one fourth quarter, or they call it, what is it, the collection?
Yep. It's the hero stat.
How do you define that, Grant?
I don't even know. It's a new analytic. I have no idea. You know, it has to do with field goal percentage, points. It has, you know, I don't even know how the hell they come up with it, but they have a stat. Jeff, you know this. They now have a stat for every single thing in the world of sports now. I mean, how many steps do you walk from the bus to the locker room? How many steps? No, they do. I'm not even exaggerating. How many steps do you? No, they. I mean, everything. It's a joke. I mean, they know how many steps you're taking in warmups. They know how much you're running every game. They track how much you run during the course of a game in terms of distance. They track everything. It's ridiculous.
I know. There's something I seen in the NFL or the. Let me see. The Senior Bowl or something the other day. They're even tracking these kids, how many can run 20 miles an hour on a route or after they get the ball. I mean, they track everything. I mean, you're right. Everything's measured. And you know what? Me and you talked about this before. I mean, back in the day when we were younger, I mean, there were some players that weren't the greatest athletes in the whole world, but they had some heart. They had some heart, you know, and they had some instinct. And I don't know where heart and instinct comes into these stats anymore, or you know, how much you can lift, how much you can squat, what you can do in the 40. But there's a lot of times in sports where it's like playing chess. You got to know the next move, or where you could cheat over a little bit, or do this or do that. And it's the
Hey, let me tell you something. If Tommy John were coming out of high school right now, there wouldn't be one scout anywhere that would look at him and say, "Oh yeah, I want him in my franchise."
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There you go. Great example. All right, Grant. So how's it going to work tonight with the game on with your Listen app? How's it going to work? Are you still going to do the YouTube? Or?
Yeah. I'm doing a halftime and postgame. Nothing's changing at all. It's a regular day. Nothing okay. will change at all. I'll be on at halftime, and then I'll be on right after the game.
Look forward to hearing you. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Yep. Appreciate it. Take care, Jeff. Bye-bye. All right. Again, the game's going to tip off here in a minute. They're taking the court, and we will keep you up to date on all of that. All right. Again, if you want to get in on the program, hit your hand icon. Raise your hand, and we'll do it again. If you're just joining me, no De'Aaron Fox tonight, as he is with his wife as they were waiting the birth of their child. And again, I'm only speculating, but it would not surprise me if he's not playing against New Orleans. But I'm just saying, it wouldn't surprise me. But anyway, the other games in the NBA tonight, Portland is at Washington. Phoenix is at Boston. The Raptors are in Houston to take on the Rockets. The Magic are in Minnesota playing the T-Wolves. Spurs host the Sixers. The Hawks are at the Jazz. And the Hornets are at the Pistons. So there you have it. That is your NBA schedule for this Friday evening. And again, the games that are just getting ready to start are the Hornets, Pistons, Kings, Pacers, Blazers, and the Wizards. Suns and Celtics will play at 4:30. The Raptors and Rockets, the Magic and Timberwolves, 76ers, Spurs at 5, and the Hawks and the Jazz coming your way at 6 o'clock. All right, so Davion Mitchell, as we said, starting tonight in place of Fox, and let's see how he does on Tyrese Halliburton, who is averaging over 20 points a game and 48% from the floor. By the way, if you are in the Indianapolis area, you can still go to the game and get tickets for as low as $9. How about that? Let's get to Trent. Hey, Trent.
Good afternoon, Graham. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, I'm in the car. I got my son, Mr. Producer, with me, and we're driving home. And I was wondering, as far as what Mr. Gary Gerald does, I guess, he's good friends with Paul Page, and he lives in Indianapolis, and I hope they got to say hello today.
They do. They get together every year. They get together every single time Gary is in Indiana. G-Man gets together with Paul Page every year. They see each other every single year.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, yeah, I had Paul Page on my podcast last year, and he's just unbelievable. It's awesome. So I figured out why the PGA Tour is having a lean field this week at the Pebble Beach National Pro-Am, and I think it's because the purse and also the PGA Tour guys, I don't think they really want to play with the amateurs. And I think the field is a bit worse than the field that they had at the Fortinet Championship back in September. And the Fortinet had a purse of $8 million. And this week, the Pebble Beach Pro-Am is $9 million. But get this, Grant, next week at the Phoenix Open, it's going to be $20 million for the purse. And then the week after that, it's going to be $20 million more. So I'm looking forward to that. And, what do you think about that?
Well, you just answered it. I'm glad you did a little research. I really appreciate you finding that out, because that all makes a lot of sense to me now. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, well, it's cool. I appreciate you having me on, and we enjoy listening to the show on our rides home, and appreciate the YouTube halftime show and postgame show. Thanks a lot, Grant.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You know, the other aspect, and I'm only guessing here, you know, at times the weather can be very bad at this time of the year, you know, with the temperatures and the rain. So, you know, that who knows? That could also factor into it a little bit, but that's a good call right there from Trent. Waggus, welcome to the show. How are you, Waggus?
Good. How you doing, Grant?
I am good.
So a couple of things. Number one, I saw something on Twitter. I think I forwarded it to you or not, but basically somebody, I forgot who it was, saying that CBS did an intervention before the season with Tony Romo.
Yep, I saw that. Wow.
Okay. Yep. Well, he was actually even horrible this year, so I don't know if that worked out or not.
Well, they said they tried to do an intervention. They didn't say they were successful.
Okay. Do you think that he's being like that because he's got a massive contract?
I don't want to speak for Tony. I don't really know. I don't want to speak for him. But I mean, I would just say I'm grateful, and I think a lot of people are grateful that he's not doing the Super Bowl this year.
So I mean, you've obviously been in this business a while, and you know, I know you were kind of coaching, you know, Doug up as well. Do you think that Jim Nance probably has tried to talk to him, or do you think that he's okay?
I guarantee you, Jim Nance has tried. I know Jim Nance, and I know Jim Nance's personality, and I know there's no question in my mind he's tried to help Tony Romo, no doubt in my mind.
Okay, well, yeah, I just kind of thought, because I know you're talking about it a few days ago, and I saw that, and I was like, wow, I don't know what CBS does, because, you know, so, but getting
just so you know, Nance is the one that wanted Tony Romo. You know, Nance is Mr. CBS, and, you know, that's what Nance wanted, and so, you know, it would only benefit Jim Nance to have Tony Romo be as good as he could be, and, you know, Jim Nance is one of the very top broadcasters that we have anywhere. Right. And so there's no doubt in my mind that he would try to help Tony Romo.
Well, I mean, and I know Tony had a good, you know, I think it was a AFC championship game against Pats in 2018. I know people like that he knew the plays, or, oh, this is, it's going to be called that. But after that, it's just been downhill. So,
It sure has.
Yeah. So obviously getting, you know, Kyrie Irving was actually quiet for a little bit there, Grant, and he was actually playing basketball, and the Nets were winning. But now we're back to this again. So, in your opinion, do you think he does? Do you think he gets traded? And if so, where?
Well, he said he's leaving the team this year. He has an opt out in his contract as a free agent. So, you know, if I'm the Nets, I would just blow that whole thing up and I would start all over. So, if it were me, I would. If I could trade Kyrie Irving, I would trade him in a New York second.
You know, they had a deal on, and I agree. You know, I feel like they should trade Kevin Durant as well. But you know,
I do too.
I believe Boston offered Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart for Kevin Durant, and they turned it down.
I know.
Do you think Boston does that deal? And if they do, you probably take that in a heartbeat right now.
Well, Boston's pretty damn good, you know, with their team the way it is. So I don't know. I'm not so sure that Boston made a mistake there. But as far as Kyrie Irving goes, if I'm a general manager, I wouldn't want Kyrie Irving. You know, if the Nets called me about Kyrie Irving, I would hang up the phone on him.
Well, I mean, obviously the big play here is if he can somehow go to the Lakers, and with the way how LeBron's playing, you know.
If he could go to the Celtics, and the same way if he could go to Brooklyn, if he could, is that how many ifs do you give a chance? How many ifs do you get in your career? If. Like, how many ifs are you going to use with Kyrie Irving? His whole career after he won a championship has been nothing but if.
Right. No, I get that. I just, you know, you don't think LeBron can, you know, if he goes to the Lakers, maybe LeBron can keep him in check, or you think
the same way the same way he's gotten Russell Westbrook to play at the same level he was playing in Oklahoma City? I mean, he hasn't been able to do that. Why would I think he's going to be able to change Kyrie Irving? And Kyrie Irving in Hollywood with the bright lights and all of that, you know, Brooklyn is not New York. I mean, it is New York, but it's not New York like L.A. is L.A. That's the point I'm trying to make. New York's always going to be a Knicks town. You know, it's different. I don't know. I'd be very leery about that if I were the Lakers. But what do they have to lose if you're the Lakers, right? They're not even in the playoffs right now. So if you're the Lakers, what do you have to lose?
Yeah, and I know people say about Westbrook, but at least Westbrook does go out there and play. I mean, you know, I know. Yeah. I get it. Westbrook's probably not the same player, or it's a bad fit, but it's not like Westbrook's a bad player. You know, he gets so much blame. I just don't understand why. Is it because he's an easy target or what?
Well, he was horrible last year. He wasn't good last year. I mean, he is a good player. I mean, he's won the MVP before, all of that. But, I get you.
Yeah, so, I mean, and I really like how he's bought in and actually came off the bench this year. So that's good, right? We'll see. But okay. I guess we'll see. But thanks for taking my call, and I'll see you. Post-game today?
Of course, we're doing everything, my man. We're doing what? Do people think that Grant Napier is overworked and he can't do a listen-out show and then go right on halftime and post-game? Come on, man.
No. Grant Napier is an international pilot. He'll be ready. Whatever. So, trust me.
You're a beauty.
I've never known you to miss, even in your radio show. I mean, I listened to you for years. Yes.
Yeah, so, I appreciate it.
All right. I look forward to it. All right.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, folks, let's face it. After a night with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to. I've got to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day. That is until I found ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night, drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. And hey, I'm not going to lie, I'll be honest with you. I was a little on the fence about ZBiotics initially, but then just recently, I was at my buddy's 60th birthday party. They had rented out a restaurant for the entire night, so I gave it a shot. Let me tell you something. It's the real deal. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, reunions. Hey, there's a lot going on. Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to ZBiotics.com/Grant to get 15% off your first order when you use Grant at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee. So, hey, if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, head to ZBiotics.com/Grant. Use the code GRANT at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, I was raised to go to work. You know, you go to work. All right, so 5 minutes have been played, and the Kings only have 8 points. Now, Indiana only has 9-8. Sabonis has not scored in the first 5 minutes of the game. Halliburton has made a three. And there you have it. The Kings starting Davion Mitchell with Kevin Huerter, Murray, Barnes, and Sabonis up front. Again, first quarter. And yes, I will be on with Ryan at halftime. I'm going to try to refresh myself and get motivated and pumped up to do that halftime show that's going to last 15 minutes. I don't know if I can do it or not, but I'm going to try. It's going to require a lot of stamina, but I'm going to do my best under the bright lights of YouTube to deliver a halftime show. And then, you know, I'll have to figure out a way to rejuvenate myself for that big time post game show. Maybe I'll get a little rest during the third and fourth quarters, lay down on the couch, keep up to date with the game, do a little self motivation, and be on the post game show. Or maybe Ryan in Sacktown can bail me out. Yeah, I think I'm going to be all right, folks. I think I'm going to be all right. All right. Again, hit me up. Raise your hand, and we will do it. Indiana with a timeout. 9-8 in the first quarter. So a very low scoring first half. You know, we talked about the Kings, how bad they've been shooting. 3 of 10 from the field. Indiana, 3 of 11 and 1 of 6 from downtown. You felt that Indiana would come out slow based on the fact that they played an arduous game last night. But Sabonis is 0 of 3. And Davion Mitchell in 4 minutes or 5 minutes of basketball has not scored. No points right there. So, again, if you want to join me on the show, we'll do it. I know a lot of people are following the game, so we might not go as long on this show today as normal, but that's up to you. Yeah, you know the routine. If you call, I'll stay on. If you don't call, then we'll get you to the weekend. I'm happy to do whatever you want. Don't forget that the halftime and post game over on YouTube with Ryan in Sacktown. All right, let's get to some phone calls right here with Connor. Connor, thank you for calling. How are you?
Doing good, Brent. How are you?
Good. By the way, have you followed that Twitter handle on the Giants, Big Blue VCR?
Yes, I have. I've seen a couple of their posts.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's like,
I mean, for someone like you, that's, yeah, because you know, you weren't alive for a lot of that stuff, and it really gives you the history of the franchise back before you were born, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, it's cool to see like some of the guys that I never got to watch and some of their big moments and stuff. So, in terms of the NBA, I mean, I don't know if a lot of people are talking about it, but I mean, obviously it's in the news with LeBron getting closer and closer to passing Kareem for the most points in NBA history. I mean, I'm sure the NBA is going to make that out to be a huge night. I mean, he deserves it to be like in the news and stuff. Yeah. I mean,
absolutely.
It's a massive accomplishment.
It's incredible. It's one of the great accomplishments in the history of sport. We're talking about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who played, you know, a long, long time ago. Long time ago. I'm blessed that I had a chance to call his games for, you know, at the end of his career. I'll never forget, one of my biggest thrills was doing my first game at the Great Western Forum with Kareem on the floor. And then when Kareem came into Sacramento for the first time, and I was standing on the floor, and he's literally right behind me going through the layup drills. I was like, wow, that's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So, yeah, I mean, this is an amazing achievement that LeBron is getting ready to, you know, to have and break Kareem's scoring record. And now, I know there are naysayers out there. Well, gee, you know, LeBron played in the three-point era, and I get all of that, you know, but it's still an accomplishment.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, looking at Kareem, I mean, it's pretty impressive. I mean, just imagine Kareem with, like, all of the medical and health advancements. I mean, if he, like, invested in improving his body and stuff like LeBron can today, I mean, I wonder how much longer Kareem could have played. I mean, I know he played a very long time, but, I mean, still, it'd be pretty interesting to see what he could have done in, like, today's NBA.
You know, either that or because we baby our athletes now and we treat them with kid gloves, maybe he would have played less. Maybe he would have had more injuries. We have too many trainers on teams now. We have too much nonsense. We have too much intervention. We have too much stupid analytics. You know, maybe that way was the better way to have our athletes maintain a full, healthy career as opposed to now. I'm just throwing it out there. Now, I know there are others that are going, wait a minute, you know, those athletes have a lot of ailments later in life and today's athletes won't, because, well, you know, where's the data? Show me the data on that. You know, I personally know a lot of professional athletes in their 70s that are, you know, they're able to live normal lives. So I don't know. Maybe the way it's being done now is not good for our athletes. I mean, I'm just looking at all of the injuries, Connor. Look at all of the injuries currently in the NBA. And then look at all the injuries in the era that Kareem played. It's a lot different now. There are a lot more injuries now than there used to be.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a great point. I mean, imagine if Kareem was under Greg Popovich. I mean, he'd probably be sitting half the season at least. I mean, we would never even get to experience the greatness of a lot of these players.
No, you would not have. You're 100% correct. You're absolutely 100% correct.
Yeah, and then switching gears to the game that's going on right now. I know the Kings have played the Pacers after the trade, but Is this the first time that Sabonis has gone back to Indy, or is there another game?
Yeah, and he has not scored in the first 7 minutes of the game, and the Kings are trailing 16-11 with 4 minutes left. No, this is the first time back.
Yeah, I always wonder, like, when a player's returning to their old team, I mean, does it bring, like, a lot more nervousness, or does it bring them to play with more motivation and a chip on their shoulder? I wonder, like, what goes through a player's mind.
It's a big time it's a big deal for a player. It absolutely is. It's one of the big games on the calendar for sure. No doubt about it.
Yeah, and then last thing quickly with the NFL. I mean, did you see they asked Patrick Mahomes and stuff what it meant to be like a part of the first Super Bowl with two black quarterbacks? I mean,
yeah, it's a shame. It's a travesty.
Same stuff every year, every day now.
You know, we went through this when Doug Williams won a Super Bowl in the 80s with the Washington Redskins. And I get that. That was pretty amazing. We went through the Warren Moon era, although Warren never won a Super Bowl. But, you know, that was talked about. Are we not in 2023? Does anybody watch the National Football League anymore and go, oh, my God, that's a black quarterback? Nobody does. Nobody does. Okay. We're way beyond that. We're way beyond the fact that we have to even ask a professional athlete about playing in a Super Bowl against a team that has another black quarterback. Who cares about that? Did you know, Connor, and I really mean this, you're a completely different generation of me, your age group, your friends. Does anybody give a damn about that? I don't know of anyone in my generation that's talking about it or cares about it or that thinks it's a big deal. White or black, by the way, just so you know. I don't think anyone thinks it's a big deal. Why is that even being talked about now? We have plenty of black quarterbacks in the NFL. They're the highest paid at their position for the most part, right? And yet the media, because they try to make something out of nothing, ask the question. I don't quite understand that. Seriously. I mean, did anyone ask Christian McCaffrey leading up to the NFC Championship game, gee, is it odd for you that you're one of the only white running backs in the National Football League? No, you know why? Nobody gives a damn. It's not a big deal. People don't think that way anymore. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I really do not understand that.
Yeah, I mean, just look. I mean, I think it was like over a decade that there wasn't one white cornerback in the NFL. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's just the way it goes.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And here's the other deal. You know, if a quarterback, I mean, if a team could get a tuk-tuk driver in Thailand, okay, that and they felt that that individual could help their team win the Super Bowl, that individual would be playing quarterback. You know, the teams don't give a damn whether their quarterbacks are white or black. They don't care. Here's the deal. Can you help us win? Do we think you're the best quarterback to take our team to the Super Bowl? Now we got to make a big deal because Jalen Hurts is going against Patrick Mahomes. Again, memo. The sports fan in America doesn't give a damn whether you're black or white playing quarterback in the NFL. They don't think about it. It's not a big deal. Move on. It's 2023. Move on.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot better storylines to talk about with the Super Bowl. I mean, Travis Kelce versus his brother. I mean, the talent of Mahomes versus Hurts, Andy Reid versus Sirianni. I mean, why don't we focus on things like that?
Well, I'm telling you right now, I will guarantee you this, next Tuesday at Media Day, in Arizona, you'll see this making the headlines. Some member of the media or many members of the media will try to make a story where there isn't a story.
Yeah, I mean, I 100% agree. That's all I got. Look forward to the Kings game and the Super Bowl soon.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. All right. We'll be on in a little bit. 17-15, Indiana. The Kings only have 15 points with 3 minutes left to go in the half. Mitchell has not scored. So the Kings are, you know, they're really playing. And I understand Mitchell plays very good defense, so I get that. But offensively, you're playing 4-on-5 when you have Davion Mitchell on the floor. That's what you're doing. You're playing 4-on-5. All right, let's get to Ryan in Sacktown. Ryan, I hope that you are, you know, relaxing and gearing up for this very difficult work day that we have, considering that you were just on with me on YouTube with Sean. You know, I'm hoping that you being younger might be able to really carry the load for me tonight, because I'm going to be fatigued and tired when I, you know, do these shows coming up.
I got you, Grant. I mean, it's worse than an NBA player. They deal with back-to-backs. You've got back-to-back-to-back. So,
back-to-back-to-back.
Exactly. I'm cozied up in a blanket, got the iPad and the Apple Pencil out, taking notes.
Nice.
So
nice.
Everything is well. Hey, I wanted to chime in on that last part of the conversation that you and Connor were having. I don't think it's so much of the color of the skin with the quarterback. I think it's the way, and how the black quarterback has somewhat changed the quarterback position in the NFL. If you could point to a Tim Tebow who was white or who is white and played that similar style, but you know, if you look at the majority of the black quarterbacks in the NFL, it's more of an option style, very, very good with their legs, but not as much of a pocket passer, stay in the pocket. Whereas you look at the white quarterback, traditional 70s, 80s, early 90s, those guys were not coming out of the pocket. So
it has changed the quarterback position. Look at Buffalo and Josh Allen. He'd be a prime example of a run pass option. You know, look at Daniel Jones of the Giants. Look at how he was able to win games with his legs this year. Part of the offense designed plays to fake a handoff, go around the edge with everyone keying on Saquon Barkley. So you are right. You are absolutely correct.
Those are two good examples, but, you know, I kind of think of Russell Wilson, right? And before him, Michael Vick, you know, the smaller quarterbacks that are African-American.
Yep.
That's opened up doors for your Kyler Murrays and, you know,
no
white
question.
Quarterback, Baker Mayfield. So I'm okay with that conversation, right? But
I am too. I'm okay with that too, because there's the evolution of the quarterback position. That's the history of it. I'm okay with that too. But the fact that we got to ask Patrick Mahomes, you know, is it a big deal that we have two black quarterbacks going against each other in the Super Bowl? I don't see how anyone would think that's a big deal.
Well, it would have been a relevant question in 1960.
Yeah, there you have it. Yeah. There you go.
So,
Anyways,
all right. Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on that. So,
thank you, buddy.
You're welcome. Appreciate it. Yep.
All right.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Don't forget, Ryan and I will be on here in about 40-45 minutes. The Pacers are leading 20-19 in a very low-scoring first quarter, all right, in Indianapolis, all right? 20-19. That's the scoring in that first quarter. 2 minutes left. All right, let's get to Al. Al, it's good to have you on the show. How are you today?
Hey, happy Friday, Nate.
Same to you, buddy.
Yeah, you better slow it down, man, or you're going to be like Kirk Herbstreit, man, with his exhaustive schedule, you know?
I couldn't handle it. No, I couldn't handle making $10 million a year doing what Kirk Herbstreit does. No way I could handle that.
Poor Kirk's got, you know, one game a week, you know, and he's like exhausted, you know? Your contemporary Kenny Albert, who's like doing nine different sports every day. So, hey, you know, with De'Aaron Fox, you kind of called it. I know. I heard listen to your rant about, you know, how ridiculous it was he didn't make the All Stars. But I called you the day before, and you said, you know, Al, I have a feeling he's not going to make the initial team, but he might get in there as an entry replacement. So you kind of called it.
Well, I was just a feeling I had, but I think it's a shame. I really do. I think it's a shame.
It's really unfortunate, man, because I know it's really, really important for him. And he's just, stepped up. Like I heard Jerry, I listened to the show. I didn't call yesterday.
Yep.
But I heard the show and Jerry is saying, and you said before the season started, the Kings are going to sink or swim. If De'Aaron Fox can play up to his contract, you know, that's going to be the difference. And you were spot on with that.
No, I'm not always spot on, but, I get lucky sometimes. Hey, by the way, I'm very happy that you got one of those Zoom 180 flashlights. I think you're going to love it.
Oh, my God. Nate, it's a comedy of errors, man. Roy actually called me. He goes, Al, you ordered two chargers. You know, Nate, I told Roy, I go, he's a nice guy, by the way. I was shocked. He calls me. I go, and he says, I said, Roy, me and Nate were in the same boat when it comes to, you know, got to get up to speed with the internet, like when you had your developing your podcast. But so I ordered two. So then he reversed it. And then I went back in and I ordered the flashlight. But yeah, I'm really, he was a very customer oriented. I mean, called me up.
Oh yeah. He said, oh yeah.
You made a mistake, Al. I said, yeah, it's just user error. And then
I hope you like it.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm sorry interrupting you. I'm excited for it because, you know, my dog and I, we walk the neighborhood, it's dark, and in some areas there's no sidewalks. But I want to say also that Keegan got the rookie of the month 2 months in a row now.
Yep.
He's coming on, man. What are your thoughts on him so far?
He's been a good player. I mean, he's a starting player on a team that's third in the West. He's been good.
Yeah.
He's been good. You know, I mean, he's been good. In all fairness, the other rookies in the West haven't been playing that well. So that's part of it. But he's been good. I mean, he's the starting.
Yeah.
He starts for a team that's third in the Western Conference.
Yeah, dude, that's all. Just like that was the big point with De'Aaron Fox. I know a lot of Barkley, the TNT guys, they all voted for Fox.
Yep.
For the reserves. And a lot of people did. I was looking at some websites before because I've been watching for the reserve picks. And I was looking at one website and there's three guys who were NBA writers and they all had Fox going in with the reserves. So, you know, unfortunately, yep. Did it happen? Hopefully he'll get in as an entry replacement. But as Jerry said, maybe this might, if anything, it's going to motivate him to step it up and really show them who the real all-star is. So I'll just let you go.
Thank you, Al.
Have a good weekend, man.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, they're almost at the end of the first quarter. It's 25-24. Davion Mitchell has not scored, and he only has one assist. But, you know, again, Tyrese Halliburton has only scored one basket, has 3 points and two assists. So, you know, again, defensively, but Indiana now has a 28-24 lead. Sabonis, by the way, now with 6 points and six rebounds after a slow start. All right, let's get to one more. We get to Brian. Brian, welcome to the program today. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Grant. How's your week been going? Haven't talked to you in a while.
Very well, thank you. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. No, in regards to Fox, that's a shame. I was a little, as you stated, concerned that, you know, he would not make it because Sabonis looked like, given his position and with the guard competition, that Fox may be on the outskirts, which is a shame for all the reasons that we've already discussed today. I haven't looked at the total breakdown. Is there any team that has more than one player on the All-Star team this year?
I don't know. I haven't really perused it that much. Memphis has Morant and Jackson on there. They got two players on there.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, they're doing phenomenal. So I just was wondering if that was a factor, you know, if – okay, we, you know, Sabonis is on. Let's give it to somebody else. Not that that's the way they should do it because
years past. I don't think that factor, no. I don't think that has anything to do with it. But I shouldn't say that doesn't have anything to do with it. But, no, there are teams that have had two All-Stars. So, yes.
No, I mean, it goes without saying, a big snub. It's, you know, as you stated a while ago, it's much different now that if he gets placed on the team as an injury replacement or whatever, it's just a different vibe, different feel.
Yep.
And I'm sure if that is the case, he'll make sure everybody knows, you know, who he is, who haven't been watching him, because fourth quarter, what he's done in the fourth quarter this year is nothing short of phenomenal.
Yep. I'm with you on that. Thanks, Brian. And then, good hearing from you.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I just want to switch gears real quick. Football, a couple teams ready to go, trying to find that, you know, quarterback to get them over the hump. You see the Jets going after, if they don't land Rodgers, Garoppolo or Derek Carr?
Yeah, I do. They're going to have a new quarterback next year. So, yes, I do. Yeah. I'd say all of those names. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and out of those three, Garoppolo's the only one with a free agent, correct? Carr is under contract.
Correct.
Okay, so that's a different factor. So, well, yep. It's going to be interesting what happens with Rodgers, because it does look like it's leaning where his time is done there.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Bye-bye now. Got a little connection problem there. End of one, Indiana leads 28-27. Sabonis with 6, Barnes with 6, Kevin Herter with 4, Murray with 3. You know, again, we talk about this all the time with Keegan Murray, the inconsistency on the glass. No rebounds in 7 minutes. Meanwhile, Tyrese Halliburton, 3 points, Buddy Hield, 5. Indiana shoots 39%. The Kings shoot only 41%. Both teams struggling offensively. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. I will be on with Ryan in about 30 minutes or so over on YouTube. About a half hour, we'll be on with our halftime show and then after the game as well. Take care. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you Monday right here on Listen App.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.